The goal of the 12 was to become one. Acts 2 and verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Yes. Did you ever say, oh, I wished I could have been there for that?
Yeah, right.
We can experience that same thing in this building right now.
Amen.
It's very simple. It says, when they were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2, it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Amen.
It was on this day that the same power of God that fell on the dry bones filled the temple. Church, I don't know about you, but I feel a wind, and it's not the air conditioner that's running. Okay? I feel a wind, and in it there's a sound intensifying as it moves across this place. You never saw me dance before, but hang on, it could happen. I'm about to lose control as I know that His Spirit is about to manifest here in this place.
Amen.
If you believe it or not, I want you to stand. Oh man, I gotta get you moving because. Come on, let's just take a moment without music and just let's just praise Him right here.
Amen.
Praise Him for His goodness, for His faithfulness, for His loyalty to us. Oh Lord, please accept this praise and honor that we give to You at this time. Oh hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. We don't want to be the same, Father God. We want to be new in You, new in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, right now I serve notice to the dry bones. Dry bones, beware, for You are about to be rejoined together as we lift our voices in praise to You. Church, open your eyes and listen as the sun intensifies and His Spirit fills the temple. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, what is the point I'm trying to make? There's only one way we are going to make it through life and come out ahead, and that is if we become one with Him. On our own, we're not going to make it. Just listen to the news and everything else. There's always this dickering. You don't know who to believe, who not to believe. But I know who to believe.
Amen.
Believe in Christ, and He will see us through.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 You know, I'm getting to the point, I hate to turn on the news.
Amen. That's good.
Because one person says one thing, and before you know it, another person is saying the complete opposite and putting that person down. Whatever happened to love? Love your brother. Love your sister. I just don't understand. Brothers and sisters, what is the point I'm trying to make? Like I said, there's only one way, and that is through Him. Through Him. You know, Jesus did not do things on His own. John 5 in verse 19. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do. For whatever things soever the Father do, for what things He soever doeth, there also doeth the Son likewise. I'm going to read that same verse in the Amplified. So Jesus answered and said, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. For whatever He does, the Son does in like manner. And God will not require us to do anything He Himself has not had His Son do first.
Amen.
I have a question. In the scriptures that we have looked at today, who were the people God was dealing with? Were they people like you and me? Did they possess qualities that you and I don't have? Who was this man Ezekiel? Ezekiel was a man who was led by God. He moved in his spirit, and he was used mightily by God in a situation where there seemed to be no hope. Do you ever find yourself in a place like that? Ezekiel witnessed firsthand what seemed to be a hopeless situation, but he being led by the Holy Spirit did something about it. I have a question for you. Have you encountered any dry bones along your journey in life that we will not be able to stand in his glory? Do you believe that? I do. Yes, 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 I believe it. And 10 times, yes, I believe it. You're not going to change my mind. Do I believe we can experience the same things that they did in the book of Acts? Can we have an upper room experience in this place? My answer is yes, 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 and 10 times yes.
Yes, yes.
That's how convinced I am. It says in Mark 16 and verse 15, I'll keep you busy. And Jesus said unto them, what did he say? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Does that describe what you and I are supposed to do? Are we out there in all the world preaching the word, or are we comfortable just sitting in our recliners, watching TV and listening to fake news? Mark 16 and verses 17 and 18. 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Verse 18. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and do you really believe that?
Yes.
Are we praying with that kind of power, understanding the word, that when we do exactly what the word tells us to do, he's obligated, as long as we pray his word, he becomes obligated to fulfill his word.
Amen.
But if we just pray thoughts that we have, where are we at? Church, we really need to grasp onto this commandment. He has not given us and prepare, and he's telling us to prepare for the changing, recharging of the dead, dry bones which are all around us. So I ask the question, do you really believe we can accomplish what he has commanded and commissioned us to do?
Amen.
Church, it's time we start taking the word serious. It's time we stop playing games with God and become one with him. Amen. It's time we put action to our words and we will see the manifestation of his word. I can think of the years that we run a mission field and many times feeling all alone. We've lost communication with the rest of the world as we're out in the middle of some desert. And it's easy at that time to lose your faith or your faith be challenged to a point of like, I feel so helpless because I'm all alone. And then you look across the horizon and you see a cloud starting to form. The glory cloud. The glory cloud. And one of the things that we've experienced over the years is to remain under that covering. When we step out of that, we're all alone. But stay under that covering, under that glory cloud, and God's hand will be upon you because that's his word. It's time we change The writing on our shingles. You know what I'm talking about? Shingle sign that you put out in front. From no vacancy. Out to lunch. New hours. By appointment only. And closed. We need to change that. Those signs to open 24/7, 365. Always here to meet your needs. That's what the world needs to see. That we will, no matter when, take time. Listen to what they have to say. And then pray for them. And as, again, as long as we pray God's word, he becomes obligated. Do you believe that the word is as powerful today as it was back then?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
Well, if we could look back in time 100 years ago and know what they believed then, would it be the same things that we believe today? Think about it. I want to encourage you to write down the next 14 verses, 14 scriptures for your future reference. Just make a note of them, and there's 14 of them. Because I'm sure you're not going to remember all these. Number one says, the word says in Mark 9:23, what does it say? If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So what do you believe? Is that you? Are you totally convinced that all things are possible for you as a believer, or do you experience times of doubt? Come on. How many say right now, yes, I'll admit, there are times of doubt. I experience that from time to time. We're all human beings. And if you don't experience any of this, let me pray for you then. All things are possible for you as a believer, and do you experience times of doubt? Second one is, the word says in James 4:8, it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
Yes.
Now, I got a question for you. Who is it that is supposed to make the first move?
We are.
Right. God drawing near, is it God drawing near to you, or you drawing near to him? It is you making the first move, and as you do, he will greet you with open arms. Next is, the word says in Acts 10:34, God is no respecter of persons. He sees everyone as being equal. What do you believe? Do you think God has favorites? Huh. We have one over here that believes God has favorites. Next one is, the word says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and
forever.
What do you believe? Thank God he never changes. His yes is yes, and his no is no. Regardless of how much we may pout or beg, he will never change. The word says in 1 Peter, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. Do you believe that God has chosen you and you are special in his eyes?
Yes.
Amen.
Well, there's three of you do anyway. The next one is, the word says in Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. What do you believe? Salvation is definitely a gift from God, and it is by his grace he has redeemed us from the pit of hell. Next one is in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be diligent, because of your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. What do you believe? Do you believe there is an accuser of the brethren and is out to destroy you?
Oh, yes.
He certainly is.
Yes.
The next scripture is found in Matthew 11:28. Jesus says, come unto me, All who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. What do you believe? Are you experiencing a heaviness brought on by trials and temptations, and in need of rest, but rest is nowhere to be found? Try confiding in the Lord and know He is on your side. The next one is found in Matthew 11 and verse 29. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I've underscored that word, learn from me. He says, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in me. Learn. What do you believe? You need to experience God in a new way? Submit yourself to Him and learn from Him. The next one is found in Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass in the last days that I will what? Pour out my Spirit on all. Does that include everybody in here?
Oh, yes.
It certainly does. Are you ready and prepared for that which we are about to experience as He pours out His Spirit upon all flesh? The word says in Isaiah 55:11, His word will not return void to Him. What do you believe? I wrote down, you can take it to the bank. I don't know if that's such a safe thing today anymore anyway, so. You can take it to the bank regardless of what some might believe. His word will not return to Him void. I guess we will never catch Him on the X-22 report or anywhere like that. John 4:48, this is Jesus speaking. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. What do you believe? Have you seen with your own eyes the miracles God has performed in your life? Or do you believe in circumstances? God is for real. And remember, He changes not. The next one is found in Acts 19 and verse 11. God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Now replace the name Paul and insert your name there. What do you believe? Are you ready for a name change?
Yes.
At least one of you are. The word says in John 14:12, and greater works than these will you do. Do you really believe this statement that you and I will be capable of doing all things He did when He was here on earth and more? Absolutely, He said it, and it's going to happen. But that we are going to be able to do more. What's he talking about? He healed the blind. He fed the multitudes. It says we're going to do more. What do you think that means? I made a statement earlier that I heard it said that God doesn't breathe on anything that isn't connected. Well, if this is true, then for us who are gathered together, and as we come together under the power of one, we will experience life returning to dry bones, His glory filling His temple, and all being filled with the Holy Spirit. And we will witness people prophesying, people having visions, salvations, and healing of the mind and body. How can I make such a statement? Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, help me,
today,
and forever. Well, if I were to ask the question, have you ever felt like a pile of dry bones with no life left in you? Your body is aching, having been beaten, battered, and torn, and you felt abandoned and all alone. But you have to answer, yes, that describes me. Was it during these times that you may have struggled due to the fact of not truly knowing and trusting him? Or it may have resulted due to the fact that your walk was not on course with him, and you find yourself in a deserted place and allowed sin or pressures of the world to draw you away from him. That can happen so easily. We have to remain grounded in his word at all times. Or perhaps you have simply given to the point of exhaustion and are in need of a fresh touch from God. This happens too. Whatever the case, the Spirit of God is present to touch you, to heal you, and to lead you back to Jesus, where you will find a new life. May I encourage you to believe that even as God was able to bring new life in the valley of dry bones, he is able to bring new life to the dry places in you. I'm sure if we're honest, all of us may have a little bit of that in us, an area of dry bones. All we have to do is ask him, and he will refresh us with new life, with fresh power of the Spirit, and he will do it today if we allow him. It doesn't matter how dry, hopeless, or abandoned you may feel. Know that God has not abandoned you. He is able and desires to bring you out of a place of dry bones and death into a new life of hope. If you know what I have spoken is the word of God, and you know the word is true, then if all of us gathered here will come together under the power of one, listen to this, we will experience life returning to dry bones.
Amen.
We will experience his glory filling this temple.
Amen.
We will experience all being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm losing you. We will experience men and women prophesying.
Amen.
Yes. We will experience many having visions.
Amen.
We will experience total healings of the mind and physical body.
Amen.
We will experience signs and wonders.
Amen.
We will experience our God is able. And how can I make such statements? Isaiah 55 and 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Now we touched on this before. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I send it. That's God's promise to us. When received, God's word of promises will never be barren. You can take that to the bank. Today, may it be your desire to have God breathe on you and allow the power of one to consume you. Let us join our hearts in prayer. Lord, we desire to witness the manifestation of your word here in this place this day. Lord, many have asked, many are searching, and many are waiting for a total healing in their hearts, minds, and physical bodies. Lord, as we come together as one, I pray you will give us the words to prophesy to the dry bones, and life will be restored. And many will experience an infilling of your Spirit. Lord, I pray, just as it happened then, and people were unable to stand in your presence, because of your glory, let it be to us now as we experience you in a new and fresh way. Word of Life Church, the time has come and it is now when God is opening the windows of heaven, and he is releasing his Spirit upon all flesh. Brothers and sisters, don't miss it. Church, it's time we get our eyes off of others and so we can see clearly his outstretched hands to each of us. And Lord, I thank you for the word that you spoke to me at 5:30 this morning. As you said, revival is about to break out in your midst. Many think I will release my glory only on large gatherings by known men and women, but I am going to use you mightily in the end time harvest, which begins now. The world is in turmoil, and it seems helpless and hopeless, but I tell you, I have not lost control, this is the Lord speaking, and I am about to turn earthly situations totally around. Watch and see all the dry bones, says the Lord. I will reveal to you as I walk through this darkened valley. Prophesy to the dry bones and watch as they regain their bodily functions and return to normal. Every set of dry bones, he says, represents one lost person. And he says, I will restore them all to normal, says the Lord. The Lord also says, Word of Life Church, do not despise small beginnings, but keep your eyes fixed on me at all times. Remain steadfast and loyal, and do not waver under pressure, as I will be with you throughout eternity. Do you feel it, says the Lord? Do you feel a shifting of the winds as I release my spirit upon you, and the power of one is manifested in your presence? Lord, we just thank you for speaking to the hearts of the people gathered here this day. And Lord, we just give you praise, glory, and honor for all things, for we pray them all in your Son's precious and mighty name. Are you in need today? Are you in need of a touch from God Almighty? Are you in need of prayer for a new and fresh filling of his Spirit? Are you in need of prayer for a hopeless, what seems like a hopeless situation? Are you in need of prayer for the power of one to dominate your life? Are you in need of prayer?
Yes.
Bring it on. The Lord is in the house. Altar assistants, please prepare for personal prayer time.